David, you created quite a stir years ago when you came out with your thoughts and theories about reptilians. I think it's only appropriate that we review that a little bit more for some people who haven't had an opportunity to hear your thoughts on that. The reptilians, how far back are we going?
Well, mid-90s and just after that, I think, I started to come across more and more people all around the world because, you know, I've not sat at home here and in a darkened room coming to these conclusions. You know, I've got off my backside and followed the flow of life, and it has led me to an amazing synchronicity of information. And I've met people all over the world, right up to recent times when I went to South Africa about 3 weeks ago, who have had this same basic recurring experience, and that is of seeing people, apparently human at first, turn into a reptilian type figure and then go back again. What we call shape-shifting, of course, which is a theme of ancient accounts going as far back as you want to go. And this became so compelling in the sheer volume of people that I'd met who were telling me the same basic experience from cultures all over the world. And then you look back into ancient accounts and you find the same recurring theme of people who had the ability to move between human and reptilian form. And in my books, I lay especially ones like Children of the Matrix and The Biggest Secret, I go into this background in great detail. And when you first hear it and you come from the perspective that we are solid beings in solid bodies in a solid world, then of course the idea of moving between one form and another just becomes ludicrous. And like I've mentioned tonight already, George, if we get caught in the implanted illusion that this world is, quote, solid and real in the sense that we perceive it as physical, then things like shape-shifting are one of the examples I was talking about where people go, that's impossible, mate. Don't be daft. You're mad. But when you realize that physical form is actually a hologram, and what a hologram is, it's an illusion. When you have a holographic print, which is a wave form, and you put the laser on it, it's a wave form of whatever you've taken a holographic photograph of, and you put the laser on it, suddenly the image that appeared to be a series of chaotic wavy lines becomes a apparently three-dimensional form of whatever you photographed. You turn the laser off, and it disappears, and you're back to the waveform. And in physics, they have realized, in quantum physics, that what we call particles take two forms. The particles that make up this apparently physical world, they take a waveform, non-physical, and they take a particle form. And the only time the wave becomes the particle is when we observe it. And therefore, we are like the laser on the waveform of the holograms that we make all the time. We are turning a waveform in our heads, in our minds, into a apparently three-dimensional image. Therefore, once you start to realize that that's what the nature of human form is, then moving between one form and another becomes much more straightforward than if you're talking about some solid body where all the organs have to move and all that stuff. You know, we're so caught in the illusion that so many things that are possible become impossible in our minds because of the limitation of perception that we allow in. And these reptilians, the ones that I talk about, have the ability to move between this dimension and another. And what's happening, the number of times, George, that people have said to me around the world, this thing, as they call it sometimes, just appeared out of nowhere. Well, it didn't. What it did was enter the tiny frequency range that human sight can access. And as it entered that frequency range, boom, suddenly it appeared. This is what's happening so often, George, with what we call UFOs, where people go, honestly, mate, I saw it and then it just disappeared. Well, people go, well, you know, are you on the pop? What are you on? What's happened is it's left the frequency range that that person's eyes can access. And at that moment, to him, it disappears, but it doesn't disappear. It's gone into another frequency of existence, another frequency of reality. And we have been so disconnected by the tiny, tiny area of possibility that we are constantly given from cradle to grave, that all this other stuff that happens outside that becomes dismissed because it's too much for us to grasp, because we're coming from a false reality, i.e. the world is solid. I'm looking at a solid wall here. It can't be. It's made up of atoms. If anyone's seen the inside of an atom, there's nothing in it. Someone once said, if you take the atom to be the size of a cathedral, then the particles within it are about the size of a 10-cent piece.
Exactly.
How can that be create a solid wall? It cannot, but our minds can construct it, and it does, because what we're doing is we are decoding frequency fields into holographic forms, and some frequency fields we are decoding as dense and some less dense, depending on the frequency that we're dealing with, in the same way as I've mentioned that the television is decoding frequency broadcasts into pictures. We're doing the same. And therefore, like I say, this whole shape-shifting thing, which seems ridiculous on one level of reality, becomes perfectly understandable from the bigger perspective of reality. And from a human manipulation point of view, it seems very, very clear to me after all these years of research that what is actually happening is this world is controlled in the five-sense reality by people who, to our five-sense perception, appear human. But just beyond that, beyond this visible light range, they actually take a very different form. And some people see this movement between the forms. Other people see the eyes change. That's the first thing that changes. The number of people now who said to me, I saw his or her eyes change to a reptilian state. I saw it,
it's
mate.
Like that person that I was just telling you about last hour.
Yeah, and so these people in these bloodlines that end up in positions of power under different names, and the real power is never put on public display. I mean, the idea that George Bush runs America, I mean, please, you know, intelligent life calling planet Earth here. But it's the people behind the scenes and the entities behind the scenes that really call the shots. But these on public display.
And always have.
Often from this bloodline, but a lower level of the hierarchy, because this reptilian stream seems incredibly hierarchical.